When somebody dies unexpectedly or under suspicious circumstances, coroners often help determine what caused their death. But unlike medical examiners, coroners are not typically required to have medical degrees. That's been a cause for criticism for many doctors and public health experts for years. And now some say it's complicating efforts to respond to the coronavirus pandemic as well. Kate Wong is senior editor at Scientific American, and she joins us now to talk about this. Hi, Kate.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
You recently wrote an editorial headlined, "Those who investigate premature deaths should have medical training." We'll link people to it at hereandnow.org. Can you give us a sense of what standards exist for coroners in the U.S. and how widespread the use of coroners is versus certified physicians?
Sure. There's no federal oversight of death investigation in the U.S. So instead, states decide whether they use medical examiners or coroners. And in most states, they have coroners in at least some counties. So the counties actually within a state can differ in the systems that they use. And sometimes the coroners work together with medical examiners. But in some situations, even when they are working together, the coroner still can be the one who has the final say on what goes on the death certificate.
You point out in your article that a recent investigation by the News Service Stat found tens of thousands of deaths from COVID are going unreported, and that counties that use elected coroners actually had higher rates of uncounted COVID deaths than counties that use appointed medical examiners. Can you talk about the impacts of this on public health?
Sure. Yeah. The current coronavirus pandemic is a really good and frightening example of the consequences for public health. You know, the virus responsible for COVID is a leading cause of pneumonia. So when someone dies without having had a COVID test, a coroner can attribute the death to a direct cause, such as pneumonia, without ever mentioning COVID as the underlying cause on the death certificate. And so the study that you mentioned from STAT found that counties that use elected coroners had higher rates of uncounted COVID deaths than counties that use appointed medical examiners.
This is not a new problem. However, NPR was actually part of a year-long investigation on this issue back in 2011 that found a dysfunctional system short on qualified people, squeezed for resources and lacking in oversight. Has the problem gotten any better in recent years, based on your reporting? Are states changing their standards anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, you know, leading medical and scientific organizations have been criticizing the use of elected coroners since the 1800s, arguing that we should replace them with appointed medical examiners. But just 16 states and Washington, D.C. have centralized medical examiner systems. So we have a long way to go. States need to abolish the coroner system and replace it with a centralized system of using medical examiners who are appointed to those roles rather than elected to carry out investigations into premature deaths.
That's Kate Wong, senior editor at Scientific American. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.
Well, let's get another perspective. John Feudenberg is executive director of the International Association of Coroners and Medical Examiners. Last year, he retired as the coroner for Clark County, Nevada, which is home to Las Vegas. And John, you disagree that there should be a federal standard on medical certifications for coroners. Why?
The big issue is that this debate on whether a system should be a medical examiner system or a coroner system is nearly a century old. And a system should really have three components to operate appropriately. And that is an administrator to manage the resources and a forensic pathologist who determines the cause of death and practices medicine within the office. And then the third part that's often not mentioned is the importance of a medical legal investigator. We should, as coroner and medical examiner's office, be independent from law enforcement when possible. And whether the system is called a medical examiner system or a coroner system, to us is irrelevant. It's really whether or not they're using certified staff and whether or not their offices are accredited. Those are the important things that we're trying to promote.
Well, John, what about, though, in small rural coroner's offices that perhaps don't have the same resources? Would you agree that it can be an issue there?
it certainly can be an issue there. And most of America is rural, right? And oftentimes they don't have access to a forensic pathologist. But I don't believe that in the homicides, the suicides, the motor vehicle accidents, those types of sudden unexplained death, those are generally referred to a forensic pathologist. Even in rural America, the coroner will send the decedent to a forensic pathologist for the medical determination of death.
John, what about this investigation, though, by the News Service Stat that associated the prevalence of elected coroners with uncounted COVID deaths? What's your response to that?
First of all, most elected coroners reside in rural areas. I don't buy into the fact that elected coroners are underreporting COVID deaths for political purposes. I certainly wouldn't deny that happens in certain parts of rural America, but as a whole, I don't buy into that theory. I don't believe it.
It's more than just political, though. I mean, does this concern you that during a pandemic, we may not know the full scope and count of those who have died of COVID? And so, in a way, this is a public health issue.
Well, it's absolutely concerning, but I don't think that's the reason we're going to have inaccurate numbers is because coroners aren't medically trained. But I'll give you a good example, and that is that if, you know, during the first 6 months, testing was very difficult to obtain. So if we had a decedent come through our office, or if they had a decedent die in a hospital and they couldn't get a COVID test, even if they exhibited the symptoms, the physician or the coroner or the medical examiner is generally not going to attribute that death to COVID-19, even though logically it was contributed to COVID, but it's not how we practice in the medical legal world.
What about this system of electing coroners who can be lay people versus requiring medical examiners to be appointed? Do you think the profession and the public would be better off if all coroners were appointed instead of elected?
Well, I do. I think that they would be better off, but not necessarily for the same purpose other people believe that. I think they're better off for the simple fact that you can generally appoint somebody that has the experience and the education versus getting somebody that's elected that may not have the experience or education. In addition to that, 4 years is not a long time to learn a system. The coroner medical examiner offices are very complex operations. And to think that you're going to have a new coroner every 4 years in accordance with an election cycle, it's not a great idea because it takes a long time to learn exactly what's happening. So, however, when you have 27 to 2,900 elected coroners in the country, most of which are constitutional officers in their jurisdiction, you're not going to abolish those systems. So this century-long debate about abolishing coroner's offices is frankly a ridiculous concept. What we're trying to promote is that these coroners should be educated, that they should have training, that they should be certified, and they should consider themselves a medical legal investigator and be certified as such, and depend on the forensic pathologist to determine the cause of death, which our stance is that's the practice of medicine.
That's John Feudenberg, Executive Director of the International Association of Coroners and Medical Examiners. John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tanya.